Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents a special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wandel and Stokes, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's Sister Talk, Pastor Alicia Cash. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay for a Wednesday.
Yes, for a Wednesday. We're all doing okay. Are you kind of in today?
Yes, I'm kind of in yesterday. And you know, this is just so not my personality.
I am on the go.
Type person, and so you know, this lockdown has got me
locked down.
Yes.
Oh, we're so glad that you could take a few moments, because I know you're busy as a wife, as a pastor, as a mother. You've got a lot that you're doing. But we welcome you to Sister Talk. You've been a guest of ours before, as we've talked about some other things. But as we're talking to women today, you as a pastor, I want to start with that. You work alongside your husband. You work with other pastors, female pastors, female co-pastors, first ladies, elect ladies, however they call it. How is it being a female pastor in somewhat of an industry that is dominated by men?
It has its challenges. It really does. But I'm learning how to navigate around them has been my creative mindset. You know, being in ministry for 10 years, when I first started, it was quite challenging for me. You know, not having a support group, not being welcomed in certain circles because they were dominated by men. You know. And just trying to figure out where I fit in the space. A lot of times some invitations would come, you know, for my husband and would not include me, you know. And so, but he was very open to hearing how I felt about those. And then, that whole component of it, and just propelling me to be empowered as a woman, period, in the space that I walked in. And he would always encourage me to say, look, anything I'm a part of, you're a part of, you know, and just reassuring, you know, who God called me to be and what he called me to do. So now that we fast forward 10 years, I had to create out my own space for women because of that experience. And so anytime there's a problem, I believe God gives us solutions, and then he gives us the ministry for us to birth to create solutions for those problems. And so that's how I created the National Women's Empowerment Ministry, was because of that, to give women their own platform, their own space to totally operate, whether they are a pastor, a first lady, a woman in ministry. You have your own space to operate in and grow.
That's so very good. How do you suggest women maintain their sense of self and their identity in crowds and as a co-pastor or a pastor or a female leader? How do you recommend women maintain their sense of self and identity when it's so easy for them to be overlooked?
Mm-hmm. I say don't shrink. I have a don't shrink mentality. One of the things that I constantly encourage women to do is to tap into who they are and what they have to offer and what they can bring to the table. And so I say this not out of pride or lack of humility, but once you know what your knowledge, what your skills, and what your abilities are, you can walk in any room and any circle and be empowered. If they're not offering you a seat at the table, bring your own seat, okay? And whatever it is that you have to offer, hone in on that. Be an expert in your area, because you'll look up and people will be inviting and pulling you into the table based off of your expertise and not your gender.
I love that. You said don't shrink. And if they don't invite you to have a seat, bring your own seat to the table.
That's right.
Is so very good. That is so very good. What are some tips that you have for women to build their confidence? And when I say build their confidence, I mean sometimes women, it's not only internal that they may have a lack of confidence, but even external. Some women have complexes about their skin color, their hairstyle, their body size and image, and they have a lot of shame with that, but yet they're gifted, yet they're strong, yet they're leaders, but they're struggling with that external confidence.
Wow. I think sometimes it just comes with age, Wendlin. I really do believe that, you know. I could remember growing up younger, my skin, when you look at my hands are very wrinkled, you know, and I got that, you know, because my mom's hands are like that, and they were hard. And so I didn't want to hold guys' hands when we go on dates, and I really didn't want them to see my hands because they were wrinkled, you know.
Wow.
Women are known for having soft hands, you know, and pretty hands when you get your nails done. I just didn't like the way my hands or my feet looked. But ask me now, I don't even realize that that complex anymore is not a big deal. I will go get a pedi and a manicure and rock my hands and my toes just the way they are, and I kind of embrace my own image. And I think sometimes things just come with time. With your outward appearance, you know, and being able to embrace who God has made you and walk uniquely in your skin. You know, I think when I look at this world, as women, we bring so much focus onto the things that we don't have and comparing ourselves to others. You know, okay, I wish I had long hair. Well, God bless you with short hair. You know, rock the best short haircut that you can rock.
Right.
I have this type of skin, you know. There's so many different types of makeup, so many types of skincare products out there to enhance our beauty or to put you on the scale that you want to be on. I mean, you know, I mean, the beauty market industry has done some tremendous things to help.
Yes, they have.
And so many different departments. I mean, you know, you can have a whole nother figure, Wendlin, if you wanted to.
Listen, you're absolutely right.
These magic undergarments, and you know, I'm just saying, it's the sky is the limit. You can create any image you want to create right now. But without seriousness, just embracing who you are, and not only that, using your attributes and enhance who you are.
That's very good. That's very good. Pastor Alicia Cash, she is not only the founder of the National Women's Empowerment Ministry, but she's also an author. And her book is really dedicated to strengthening and encouraging women everywhere. So we're going to talk to her about that. Stick around. It is more Sister Talk right here on News and Talk. We are 1380 WAOK. Hey, sister girls. Pastor Cash, what are we going to do about our pedicures and our manicures and getting our nails done?
I'm over here struggling right now.
Girl, I need to get my brows done. Oh, my God. Just that self-care. But I can't go anywhere, and I can't do my nails, and I can't do my feet and my brows. Whew. All right. Hey, it's just Sister Talk. Keep listening. It's On Point. More with Pastor Cash coming up right here on News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We have Pastor Alicia Cash of the Global Leadership Ministries there in DeKalb County, Lithonia, and she's founder of the National Women's Empowerment Ministry. Pastor Cash, we're so glad to have you joining us with this Sister Talk. Tell us about the National Women's Empowerment Ministry. What led you to start this?
Well, one of the things that led me to start the Women's Empowerment Ministry was I have had the opportunity to serve in another ministry and lead their women's ministry. So I've always had a passion for working with women. And working with women, I found it there. We are very peculiar sometimes. Working together and in groups. And so I saw that we needed a lot of soft skills. even in ministry, you know, learning how to work together as women. I found that we were good at, you know, coming together, having Bible studies, rehearsals, putting together events, but still within those different circles, we weren't really encouraging one another, promoting one another, complimenting one another. And so I felt like that we needed to create a movement that said, it's okay for us to celebrate some great things that you're doing and for me to recognize those great things and compliment you on those great things and push you forward, surrounding mentorship, surrounding collaboration. And so I saw that there was a need within the women community to make sure that we were celebrated. I saw a movement amongst other industries where it was women in careers and women in politics. When the women movement began to shift and women started to begin to be recognized and promoted right after the Me Too movement, in the women's space, and I didn't see an area for women in ministry. And so I didn't want the women in the church to be left out of this total movement. And so I wanted to bring a platform for them where it was faith-based and that women could be recognized in all the different things that they were doing, whether it's business, nonprofit, in their career, in ministry, all at one table. And help them with networking and training and different things of that nature.
That's good. When you had that call and the vision to bring women together, having worked in various ministries and just continuing that. Suppose there's a woman and a sister girl listening right now, and she has the same passion down the road to start some type of organization, some type of business, anything like that. Is it easy starting off? And if it's not, what tips can you give to any woman who is trying to start anything, starting a business, starting an organization? What tips do you have?
I say follow your passion because this
women's ministry for me is something that is dear to my heart. I can do it effortless in my sleep. It's not a job to me. It's not a burden to me. And so because it's something that I love to do, I'm always tweaking, learning, pushing it, nurturing it, building it out. And so to me, the passion behind that is what makes it successful, you know. So for me, I always tell people, if you're going to spend a ton of time doing something, make sure it's something that you love. Make sure it's something that you're passionate about. Make sure it's something that you can sell and push naturally, that you don't have to add a lot of he and haws to it, because it's something that you naturally love to do. And so I believe I was called to women and to women in ministry. And so because I know that, that it's something that I'm called to do, it's something that I can do effortless. And so that is my encouragement for women. And so when you're starting to build something like that, it's going to take time to have a business model and a business plan to it, whether it's a nonprofit or a for-profit. Regardless, you always want to have a business hat on when you're trying to create anything.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Type of ministry or business, you need to have a business hat on. So create a model. What is it that you want this particular organization to do? What is your mission? What is your vision? What are your goals? And what would you like to accomplish within a 5-year period?
Oh, that's so good. You know, we live in a world where society and trends are constantly changing. And in the midst of this coronavirus, many have had to make some changes. How should women be able to keep up with new trends and changes, yet continue to grow?
Well, you have to definitely be tapped in. You have to have an ear to the ground. You have to be connected to what women want and the different trends. You really have to do. You have to follow so many markets. Women, we are the top consumers. And so we know that because we have to provide for our households, we have to provide for our children and things of that nature. And so we're always out there on the market. So the market based their particular trends based off of what we need as women. So as women, I say you take advantage of that. We know what we like, you know, and so you have to really be in tune to, you know, what different companies are offering. We know that in spring, new colors come out. Well, what are the new colors? You know, and so if follow those different trends and make sure you're implementing those changes in your business. For one, when the coronavirus came, anybody that wasn't prepared to go virtual with their business or was okay with trying to move it into a virtual platform, you know, I feel sorry for them because they're losing out on keeping some level of engagement with their customers, consumers, or their followers. And so being able to transition and model after some of the universities and what they're doing to keep their students engaged, and some of the companies and restaurants are having to sell online and provide curbside service, and then all the other stores like Macy's and things of that nature who sell online and have e-commerce. You have to be able to transfer your world into a virtual world as well to make sure you capture that.
That's good. That's good. You're an entrepreneur. You're an author. Tell us about your new book, your workbook, and what you have going on.
Well, the Little Red Networking book is a book to help women understand the concept and art to networking. It talks more about making connection than it does handing out your business card and telling people to call you. It actually teaches you how to strategically be in the room with top influencers and finding and having a seat at the table. And so I walk women through the concept of building their network if they don't have a network, especially for people that are introverts and don't really like to get out there and to meet new people. I walk them through getting out of their comfort zone, moving from comfort to courageous to build this whole network. And so even now, with us not being able to get out and shake hands and go to conferences and go to meetups and things of that nature, I talk about in the book how people can start virtually, you know?
That's good.
You know, this is even a greater time to not just look at social distancing as a concept where you're really not talking to people and being at home and feeling lonely, but being creative and using social media and a different platform to stay socially connected to people, and how that during this downtime, you can even be creative with networking. I give an example. There was a gentleman who has been in my network for some time now, and I posted some things on LinkedIn, and he liked it, and I reached out to him, and then he turned around and reached back out to me and asked me when could we actually jump on a conference call so we can find out how we can connect in another space. So this is the time now not to just kind of sit down and catch up on Netflix, but this may be even a greater time for you to expand your network and make connections with people. So when this whole thing blows over, you all can catch up and have a real cup of coffee and find out if there's a mutual space.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Pastor Alicia Cash on Sister Talk. She's coming back as a mother, as a pastor, as an author, as a teacher, as a businesswoman. How is she managing during this coronavirus pandemic? We're going to get some tips from her. How she's stretching the chicken. We'll talk to her. More to come. It's Sister Talk on Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We're still in our Sister Talk with Pastor Alicia Cash. And before she goes, I wanted to talk to you about parenting during this time. A lot of parents are in and having to create activities around the house for their little ones. They're having to do a lot of schooling and educating. What advice do you give parents who are having to, first of all, create activities?
Well, you definitely have to be creative. Okay, let's flame out to all the teachers that ever taught my children. My hat goes out to you. I owe all of you a Macy's gift card. Appreciation Week come up. I'm sending you all gift cards, but. Yes, you definitely have to be creative because kids, they can get really, bored quickly. My kids have been very fortunate to have their Zoom meetings and Zoom class settings for with their teachers and some of their classmates, which has been very good for them because it provides some level of structure for them.
Okay.
And kids really need structure. And so they're on this clock with lunchtime. I mean, by 11 o'clock, they're like, okay, we're ready to eat. And I'm like, well, I just sent you guys like ate something. And so, well, we eat at 11 at school. And so they're just programmed that way with their lunch and their activities. And so we have to switch it up a little bit. I have to take them outside and give them some fresh air where they can kind of walk and pull out some old games. I mean, the other day we were teaching them four square. These kids didn't know what four square was.
Are you serious?
They didn't know what four square. So we're teaching them four square. We're teaching them hopscotch. I mean, I'm going old school.
You're going way back.
I just happen to have that sidewalk talk, you know. You go out there and draw in the driveway and just being really creative with them so they can have some outside play with them. Because if not, this generation of kids, they'll stay on Netflix all day and video games all day and just kind of binge on that. And so we're just having to be very creative, pull out board games, Uno, and things like that to have that interaction with each other.
That's good. That's good. What do you say? What advice do you give the parents who are having to help their kids with homework in areas that they may not be strong? What advice do you give them?
Mm-hmm. It can be very challenging. It really can be. You know, I was helping my daughter Kennedy the other day with some math, and she's like, well, we don't do it that way. I thought, well, this is how we going to come up with the answer. You know, I know that it can be very challenging, and so I've seen some teachers offer email times or phone numbers where you can call and talk to them and ask them questions and things like that. But we just have to rally around each other and have support groups, even for parents, to say, well, you know, how do you do this? Can my kid help your kid type thing? And so I even said that, you know, Kennedy, you send a message to the little girl and ask her if you guys can talk after the call, and so she can help, you all can help one another. So we just have to get very creative during this virtual space time so our kids don't miss out on learning.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Speak to the man or the woman who is at home and they have grocery, they have supplies, but you have to they have to learn how to stretch it. So I want you to give us an idea of just some typical meats or meals that one can stretch during this time. Just some ideas from what you may do.
I had to get pastor to stop going to the grocery store every day. I said, look, I have already spent $300 on groceries. We don't need anything else. And I just think out of habit, he was, well, I think we need some. He would go just for ketchup, you know. So it's an outing to go get more things. And I would do meals that could stretch at least 2 days. At first, it seemed like I was cooking daily. And so I had to speak to my mother. She's uncle. And she said, you shouldn't be cooking every day. You need to cook a meal that's going to stretch. So, you know, we pulled out the old spaghetti and, you know, pasta stretches. And so we had spaghetti for 2 days. And then today we're going to have chicken and rice. And I'm going to fix enough for today and tomorrow. And then we'll let the kids get creative and tell us what they want and let them participate in some of the cooking, too. And so that kind of, you know, we have to pull out those meals that that stretch, you know. And so I am not, you know, I'm a good cook. I'm a seasonal cook. So I cook best on Thanksgiving and Easter.
Okay.
And in between those times, I'm warming up stuff, you know. That's just my lane. I know enough to be dangerous. So, you know, I'm doing the best I can. Today the kids had a tuna fish sandwich for lunch. And this afternoon we're going to have chicken, rice, and gravy. and I'm going to fix enough to last 2 days, and they better be grateful.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Tell our listeners how they can connect with you and stay connected with you.
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram at Elisha V. Cash or the Atlanta We Ministry. I'm sorry, not Atlanta We Ministry. We are the National We Ministry now. Mm-hmm. And you can also find us on nationalweministry.com. You can follow me on any of those platforms and learn more about the work that I'm doing with women and also the community.
That's good. That's good. Make sure you stay connected to Pastor Cash. She's doing some great things for women and for families and for mothers as well. Talk to us before you leave about just the importance of these sanitizing and keeping yourself clean in the house. A lot of women are dealing with that. And so when you run out of Lysol, when you run out of Clorox too, you know, what do you do? What works for you?
Well, I just think cleanliness is just best practicing. And so continue to wipe those surfaces down with hot soap and water, antibacterial soap and water, sprays and things of that nature. You know, you just got to continue to wipe down surfaces and encourage your kids to continue to wash their hands all day long, you know, after every meal, after every play. Don't even come in the kitchen unless you wash your hands.
I heard that voice elevate on that one. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Cash, for sharing with us in our sister talk. And it's just been so helpful as you've just shared and encouraged women who are business owners, who are parents, who are there on those career path, professional women, and just all types of women. You're doing such a great job touching and influencing and impacting women every way. And we encourage you to just keep doing what you're doing. And then your sister talk that was just practical about how to stretch a meal, how to engage our kids in schooling and education and learning and activities, hopscotch and four square. Give me a high five. Give me a virtual high five. Ooh, thank you so much, Pastor Cash. We love
you.
And give Pastor and your whole family our love.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh,
oh, oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.